I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from the Women's Media Center, Women's eNews, and other sources around the world. This week in women's history, on June 18, 1983, Sally Ride became the first U.S. woman astronaut in space. In Iraq, women are bearing the brunt of the intense fighting sparked by the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, reports Women's eNews. While men on both sides of the conflict are being shot by militants or taken by force and sent to the front lines with the army, women are being kidnapped and raped, said Yanar Mohammed of the Organization of Women's Freedom in Iraq. Over the past week, 18 women were taken from their homes and raped by ISIS in Mosul, according to Mohammed. Some women have committed suicide as a result. An investigation of the California prison system revealed troubling numbers of female inmates who had been sterilized without their consent. Time magazine reports that the California State Auditor examined 144 cases of tubal ligations performed on imprisoned women over the course of 8 years. Among those, 39 were performed without the patient's consent. In another 27 cases, the inmate's physician did not sign the form that confirmed two key components of consent. Forced sterilizations of prisoners, the mentally ill, and the poor were once commonplace in California, reported the Center for Investigative Reporting, which broke this story. State lawmakers officially banned such practices in 1979. In Chile, Amnesty International is applauding the country's commitment to decriminalize abortion in cases where the pregnancy was the result of rape, the woman's life is in danger, or when the fetus is not viable. Amnesty called it a positive step forward to ensure and protect the rights of women and girls in the country. Women's eNews reports that abortion is currently completely illegal in Chile. In Morocco, Prime Minister Abdelila Benkirane told Parliament this week that women would be better off at home than in the workplace. That set off alarms in a country that has seen slow but steady gains in women's rights, reported the New York Times. The Prime Minister said, quote, "Today there is a problem with women's role in modern society. Women don't even find time to get married, to be mothers, or to educate their children. Why don't we embrace this sacred status that God gave to women?" Critics claim this revealed the true intentions of his Justice and Development Party, and many fear he may roll back gains in women's rights. Activists are increasing pressure on the Canadian government to take action on the crisis of missing and murdered Aboriginal women. The Women's Media Center reports that in 2010, the government of Canada shut down an initiative it had been funding called Sisters in Spirit. The group had developed a sophisticated database on systemic violence in the country, where Aboriginal women are 5 times more likely than other women to die as a result of violence. Prime Minister Stephen Harper instead channeled funds into law enforcement and a more generalized missing persons database without a focus on Aboriginal women. A new report reveals there were nearly 1,200 missing and murdered Aboriginal women between 1980 and 2012. Dove Charney, the controversial CEO of American Apparel, was fired this week. Charney has been the subject of numerous sexual harassment lawsuits, reported Reuters. In 2011, a former employee accused Charney of keeping her as a teenage sex slave, fearing she could lose her job otherwise. She also sued American Apparel and its directors for failing to stop Charney from acting as a sexual predator. In a blog for The Washington Post, Robin Chavon wrote that the ouster, quote, may be the clearest signal yet that the fashion industry has finally hit porn chic fatigue. Share prices for American Apparel rose following the announcement. When it comes to sexting, sending sexy photos of oneself by cell phone, girls are damned if they do and damned if they don't. That's the conclusion of a new paper from researchers at the University of Michigan. Julia Lipman and Scott Campbell found that boys and girls do it in equal numbers, reported Slate, but girls were more likely to experience pressure to sext, particularly from boys, and they were commonly judged harshly if they did so and called names like slut, but they were also deemed prudes if they refused to sext. As for the boys, they were virtually immune from criticism. A new campaign has launched aimed at improving economic security for women and families. Make It Work plans to make economic security for women a main focus of the 2014 midterm and 2016 general elections, reports Women's eNews. Employers pay women 77 cents for every dollar they pay men for the same amount of work, according to the campaign's website. African American women earn even less, at 64 cents, while Latina women earn 54 cents. Women's rights activists Vivian Labatone and Tracy Sturtevant will lead the campaign. Says Labaton, with women being the primary or co-breadwinners in two-thirds of families and men taking on more responsibility at home, the current workplace is failing everyone. And in New Mexico news, gubernatorial candidate Gary King's new campaign manager resigned this week after the Washington Beacon revealed a history of offensive tweets, including many about women. Steve Verzweifelt often tweeted derogatory notes about overweight women and women he called overcooked. And King's opponent, Governor Susana Martinez, continues her efforts to paint King as someone who is unfair to women, reported the New Mexico Telegram. A new ad mentions that Attorney General Gary King was sued for wage discrimination by three women. It criticizes the fact his office had to pay for violations of the state's Inspection of Public Records Act. The ad is a follow-up to a previous negative ad by Martinez about three women who sued King for gender discrimination. And for the second time in 4 months, a corrections officer at the Metropolitan Detention Center has been charged with sexual abuse of female inmates. Bernalillo County Sheriff's deputies arrested Andres Verdugo after female inmates made multiple abuse allegations, reported the Albuquerque Journal. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick.